Put to a good question. Will we be around one another, know each other, still be friends and still have a share of this love when we are old, wrinkled, weak, and gray? God, I hope so. Let it be so, no matter what comes now, next, and after that. We've come of age at the epic crossroads of this human time, a very human time, where doubt and faith are ever still a battle, and left and right trade blows in positions, and our parents and their parents have no real or sound idea what their work has become, or will do, where the ringing bells of certain and uncertain things now drown out the silver tones of absolute things, and sea change happens, and key change happens, and commercial breaks happen, and government takes holiday, and trading is forced to start and stop daily, with weekends between weekdays, and fasting days and shopping days, and men in space sometimes circulate, and sometimes spacemen explode, while the dawn of information continues, and the new and high-tech boom's harem goes, alpha, alpha, la la, omega wattage, boom. The age of evil cartoon, and atmospheres normal with absurdity festooned, not a good place, not a good time. Yes for a change, but yes only a while, an age with neither substance nor style. Here we are, me and you, just children of artisans, capitalists, and entrepreneurs, patrons, advocates, and demagogues, gurus, guides, and executive producers, children of hero myths and real Medusas, of hieroglyphs softly drawn across each other's back, and bedtime stories on long-distance calls. Here we are then, seduced always by the glitter of idea and possibility. Children of 20-something amendments, of 500-something elected sock puppets, of million-fold households, of wedlock and divorce, of front desk, back alley, tabletop, baby-making and aborts, of continuously improved programs for the worse, of mind-altering everything, of bliss and self-destruction, tapped, bottled, canned, of self-help manuals beneath stage lighting, and the uber-collective of mind whispers picked up by the amps of our exhausted bodies, enhanced by feverish dopamine-depleted brainwave patterns, of buildings and things made on purpose to fade and break and hurt, of bodies recycling every 7 years, of stardust and cloud dust and snot. We're children in the age of yes, but not. God, I hope for you to be there near me when gray has us both, and all these other things are still true or proven false, but still there. For it then is ours, the luxury to say, we, among so few, made something once, long ago that could not die or fade. Long before we had any idea what we made. And beyond this luxury of ours to say, yes, we are old and gray, but we have this love, is the thing itself that we have, living of its own right to live, proven immune to all known destruction, having given at every stage from inception both its temporal and palpable wonders, and the memories these wonders yield, each one a rung in our life ladder, the one we climbed, sometimes terrified to get here, the one we can now move freely along without fear, revisiting and in some way reliving it all again, safely and knowing the plan of it all, and no guilt for any pleasure we gave each other, nor feel it overstatement if we reauthor the words lover with angel and meeting with miracle. At this stage of life, I foresee by hope, as vessels each, who carried the essence of each the long while across the time sea, we ought to look at one another then, and say the word love, and know exactly what it means. God, yes, of my life achievements, I hope something like this is one.